This is the first visit by any senior Saudi official to Pakistan since relations between the two countries strained due to Islamabad's decision to stay away from the Yemen conflict last year. Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al Jubeir traveled to Islamabad to seek Pakistan's backing for the controversial Saudi-led alliance. As the visiting Saudi Foreign Minister was holding talks with Pakistani officials behind closed doors, on the streets there was public anger against the Saudi execution of the prominent Shia cleric. These protesters also urged the Pakistani government to distance itself from the recently formed Saudi-led alliance.
We gather here to strongly condemn Saudi Arabia for killing Sheikh Nimr. We also condemn the visit of Saudi Foreign Minister. We hope that Pakistan will not become part of the Saudi alliance.
Islamabad has announced its support for the Saudi initiative, but the scope of its participation is yet to be decided. Many experts here say that Pakistan should be very cautious in joining the so-called Saudi alliance.
As long as it is against terrorism and not against any country or any religious group. If that is the case, then Pakistan will not join it. But if it is to rid the region and the world of terrorists, of Daesh, of Al-Qaeda and other miscreants, then Pakistan should certainly be a part of it.
At the moment, there are more questions than answers regarding the Saudi alliance. And in order to avoid being grilled by tough media questions, the Saudi Foreign Minister cancelled his planned news conference at the last moment. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.